Tonight's Big Brother Eviction Recap is sponsored by Blue Apron. Get your first three meals for free with sign up when you use our link, blueapron.com/Rob. That's three meals free with sign up when you go to blueapron.com/Rob. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's going to keep podcasting about Big Brother 20 come shell or high water. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Eviction night here as we are within 3 weeks to the finale of Big Brother 20. And we have a fantastic guest to talk about everything going on with tonight. Please welcome the winner of Big Brother 15 book cameo's own Andy Herron.
Oh, hi, thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Andy, so nice to have you here.
I'm so honored to be here, as I am every summer.
Okay, well, Andy, we have a lot to get to here tonight. Of course, the great Scotty is gone. Can't believe it. Casey is the HOH. Taryn Armstrong is here. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. I discovered something very important about myself tonight, which is that I like turtles.
Turtles, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I was worried we weren't going to have anything to talk about on Summer of Stein tomorrow. So thank you, JC and Brett, for all of that. We are live here tonight. Hashtag RHAP to get your questions in, to talk all this through here with Andy, as we are now counting down the days to the double eviction, Andy.
I can't wait. They're going to start eating each other and it's going to be fantastic.
Okay. All right. Andy, what's been going on with you? What's new?
Nothing too much. I've been working on focusing on opening my dog walking business. It's going very well. I'm in like the final stages of like possibly hiring new employees pretty soon. So It's going great.
Okay. What goes into setting up the dog walking business?
I don't really know. I'm very lucky. And two of my best friends are lawyers. And so they've done everything for me.
Yes.
So I don't really know. I mean, I just do what they tell me to do. I fill out the paperwork. I send the checks where they need to go. So.
Okay. Well, very exciting. Congratulations. Yeah. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So here we are talking about Scotty going out of the house, and then we got to see an HOH competition, which I was surprised. I really thought that they've been putting a lot of these things off until the Sunday night show. But so we are able to talk about that and pontificate on what we could expect to see on this week leading up to the double eviction. Andy, we haven't talked to you here in Big Brother 20. I know you've been very vocal on Twitter that you've really enjoyed this season. Has the season hit a slump for you?
I think a little bit. I mean, I truly think that we might have had the best pre-jury season of all time. With all the blindsides, all of the like surprises, I thought it was just fantastic. And like the two sides, I feel like we haven't had two sides like that in a long time either. And then I do think that the buyback, like we could have gone through it and just gotten through that and like it wouldn't have been boring. But I think the buyback just gave us kind of a boring nothing week.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the thing about Big Brother. That's the beauty. You just never know if you're going to get a boring week. I mean, we could have had the buyback and Scotty could have won HOH and we would have had a thrilling week, but that just didn't happen.
Yeah. Taryn, can you paint a rosy picture of the best case scenario for this KCHOH week?
Best case scenario. I guess there are two theoretically possible things that could happen here. Both probably would involve Haley winning the veto. I think Haley is the clear target for Casey. So if Haley's off the table, then, you know, Angela has expressed interest in targeting JC. JC might go up as a pawn. The numbers might flip. People might want to turn on JC. They could also, if word gets out, if JC decides to rat Brett out, or if Tyler decides maybe this is the chance to take a shot at Brett, they might turn on Brett as well. So best case scenario, we see all of this stuff explode this week and Casey takes a shot at either Brett or JC, I think.
But would you say at this hour we have a 95% chance that the nominees will be Haley and Sam?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. Hey, Sam could go loco, Andy.
Yeah. I actually like Casey a lot, but I was not rooting for a Casey HOH. I think you are very right and that we are going to get Sam and Haley on the block.
Yeah. Andy, you know, Casey, and I follow your tweets. I know you've been feeling like that Casey is coming along here, and she's really been just sort of like following the exact template of exactly the way you would want to play to come in. And then, you know, she laid low. Here she is rising and now on a trajectory where she could sit at the end of the game with Tyler and easily win a jury vote. But now here we are, Andy, and is this too much from KC in terms of these competition wins that she won that hacker competition, which, you know, not too many people know about, but now two vetoes in a row, now an HOH. Is she playing herself out of a spot in the final two where Tyler is like, I don't know, man, KC's won a lot of comps. She's got a good resume now.
I mean, yes and no. I still feel like she weirdly is still kind of under the radar. I mean, now that she's won HOH, I don't think she will be anymore. But even with the veto wins, I still feel like there were bigger targets than her and no one was really going after her. I feel like she's just done such a good job of, she never says anything problematic. She's nice to everybody. She comforts people when they need to be comforted. She says the right things. You know, I think she has a very good social game. And I was talking to Taryn about it a little bit before we started live. I just worry that she doesn't have it in her to, like, cut anyone when she needs to. I feel like she could just like go to ride to the end with Tyler, and I think it would be much more thrilling if she like got rid of him.
Yeah. Taryn, do you think that is she at risk of playing herself out of that spot?
I would imagine so. I mean, I tweeted this as soon as she won, that between Scotty coming back into the house and saying the jury hates Angela, they're fine with Casey. Like that alone should have told Tyler, don't take Casey anymore. Take somebody like Angela. But then the fact that she's now won two vetoes in a row, he knows she has the hacker competition and now she's won the HOH. He has to start thinking maybe Casey isn't the best person to take to the end, which would dramatically reduce her chances. But then also the fact that she has power, she's now going to have to betray Haley, who she spent a lot of time buttering up. Haley's probably not going to be very happy about that. And the jury is probably not going to be happy about Casey having power and still playing into the hands of Tyler and Angela.
Right.
They might start seeing her more as a puppet as opposed to whatever they might have seen her as prior to this. So this is, I am not a fan of her winning this. Obviously, she might have been in danger if she hadn't, because if Brett or JC had won, they might have put her up on the block next to Angela, and she might have gone home if Angela got off the block. But for the most part here, I think she was probably better off not winning. That said, I still feel like she's a potential front runner. Until I see Tyler say he no longer plans on taking Casey, I think she's in it with a good shot to be in the final two, and if that's the case, she does have a chance to win, especially if Tyler's gonna, you know, be a little arrogant in his goodbye messages.
Okay, well, let's touch on something that you brought up about Angela being somebody who the jury hates. Andy, I'd love to get your take on, there was a conversation that we saw Brett have with Scotty in the backyard in this episode, and Scotty was talking about like, oh, yeah, everybody hates Angela. Oh, yeah, they hate her. And Brett is like, okay, great. Now I will serve Angela on a silver platter to the jury, and then I will become beloved by the jury. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, like, or you could take it to the end.
Right.
Andy, what do you think? Is there any logic in what Brett is talking about?
I mean, because I was following Brett for 99% of that. And at the very end, he lost me. Like, you take that person to the end with you. What are you thinking? I mean, just, my season, Gina Marie pissed off everyone on the jury. Like, she got into a fight on the live eviction show with Candace. And I was just like, oh, this is the perfect person to keep around. I know there are like four people that would never vote for her just because they hate her as a person. And it's just like, why would you not keep around someone that's turning people off so much? You know, I mean, you don't want to go to the end with someone that you think people would possibly vote for. I mean, I do understand the logic of like handing her to them, but also like, I think it's a much safer bet to take her with you to the end because you know no one's going to vote for her.
It's so crazy to me that Scotty would come back into the house, you know, telling them they all hate Angela. They would never vote for her. They're planning on voting as a block to make sure Angela never wins the game. And despite this, there's still not a single person in that house that currently plans on taking Angela to the end. Not only do they not, JC wouldn't, Brett wouldn't, Casey wouldn't, Tyler isn't planning on it, Sam obviously isn't going to, Haley doesn't plan to. In fact, half of those people want her gone as early as next week. It's crazy to me that nobody is considering this. It's like she's like people are just allergic to Angela and Final Two in the same sentence. Very strange.
Do you think anyone is like secretly considering it? I feel like at this point, I feel like I was not outwardly ever talking about Gina Marie, but in my head, I wanted her around still. Like, do you think there's anyone that like in a couple weeks could be like, oh, she needs to stick around. I need to keep her. Like, let's say Tyler goes in the double or something. She's dead weight. Keep her around and then take her with you, you know?
I think the one person that might be the case for is Tyler. Tyler might be secretly considering it now. I feel like, you know, the last we were updated on Tyler's sort of plans was a little bit before we heard about the Casey stuff. And, you know, he was talking in the diary room in this episode about like, I need to cut her. It's good for my game if I let JC take the shot. That seemed like he maybe wasn't, but, Tyler would be the best bet, I think, but it really, and then maybe Casey, but I just really don't see Casey ever, cause I know Casey plans on having Angela in the final three, but from what I understand about Casey from the entire game, she definitely plans on taking Tyler over Angela, which is crazy because again, so like if she has the choice between Angela and Tyler and she chooses Tyler, that's crazy. But
yeah, that's crazy.
But just to go back to Brett's plan, in Brett logic, where his whole game has been sort of big speeches and flashy moves, if he could take ownership of sending Angela to the jury house and she walks in and she's like, oh, Brett screwed me. Is this plan so crazy, Andy, that it might work?
I mean, I don't think it's terrible as long as Brett makes it to the end. Like, I think that people would like that. I don't think it's a terrible idea, but I still think it's a better idea to take Angela with him.
Yeah. I don't know how he would dislodge Angela from the Tyler and KC pairings that she has.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think that, I mean, I think that his first thought should be like, let's take out Casey, who is somebody that people actually, you know, do look at as somebody that they should take to the end. Somebody that nobody's really threatened by right now. Angela remains a big target in the house. I can maybe take her to the end. I mean, really what he should be doing is targeting Tyler, but we know that's not going to happen. But I do see the logic behind it. And I think that's also part of what Tyler is thinking in terms of like people, they'll be impressed if I cut my showmance and then I took out Angela for them. But then the question is, who is he going to sit next to in the final two? It shouldn't be Casey. It definitely shouldn't be Tyler. Does that mean he plans on taking JC? I'm not sure.
You know, Taryn, can we just go back to Tyler? And I know he's a super fan. Do we know? I mean, I remember that Tyler was, he recognized Ika instantly. Did Tyler pay close attention to Big Brother Canada 6? And do you think that the last Big Brother that's in his head was everything that went on with Kayla and Paris? And oh, she didn't cut her show. Romance, and is that something that you think is top of mind for Tyler?
Well, I feel like if he had watched Big Brother Canada 6, the lesson he should have learned was that Kayla thought she needed to cut her showmance, but she actually might not have needed to cut her showmance. Right. That she actually probably had a better chance against her showmance, and she didn't realize it. So you'd think that like he'd learn the exact lesson that he would have needed to learn. So maybe he didn't watch it, or maybe he did watch it but didn't take the right lessons from it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he needed to be an RGP fan. But I also think
mistake, Tyler.
Big mistake. I also think that maybe Big Brother 19 is in his head in terms of Paul needing to own his game in the diary room. I think Tyler might have gone a little too far in the other direction in terms of like really owning his game in the diary room to an extent that's like maybe a little too much.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the diary room messages in a little bit. Sticking with Tyler, though, Andy. So we saw another segment tonight about Tyler. Oh, I got all these final twos. I got final twos with this person, this person, this person. Okay, we're down to seven now. Do you feel like that Tyler needs to pick a lane and go with it with these final twos? Does he run a risk of having so many deals that people end up talking? Like, should he just pick one group and then just go with it at this point?
I mean, I guess not until he has to. I mean, this week, I don't think he'll really have to. I think Casey's going to keep him safe. I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I guess when the moment comes, if he's good at like putting his finger on the pulse of the house, he should. But I mean, if he's got his finger on that pulse and the pulse and he's going like with everywhere it's going, I don't understand why he would need to stop right now if it's working.
Now, you were part of a group that came together around this time in right. Big Brother 15 and became the ultimate force of power in the house. Do you feel like, is there a possibility of an exterminators-like alliance coming together here, maybe with Brett and JC at the center of it?
I mean, I think that Brett and JC and Haley all have potential, but I think the thing that's going to mess it all up is Sam. I feel like Sam is just such a, like, doesn't know what she's doing and is just so loyal to Tyler. And for some reason hates Haley. And just like, I feel like if like Sam, JC, Brett, and Haley could all get together and take out the other three in level six, I think they could totally be like an exterminators. I mean, this was the week that the exterminators formed. It was final seven. And, or I guess it was 1 week earlier, but like we made the move to take out Amanda and McCray this week. And it's just like, I still feel like you need one more number. Three isn't enough. And so, I mean, I guess they could try, but I feel like they're going to lose one of those potential three this week anyway. Like, I mean, I guess we could maybe lose Sam this week. And if we lose Sam this week, then I guess maybe Brett, JC, and Haley could all come together. But I think we're probably going to lose Haley this week. So,
yeah. Taryn, what would be the scenario that would have to happen for Sam to go out here this week? Haley would have to win the veto. And then if JC hypothetically went up on the block, then would they have the votes to get Sam out?
Yes. I mean, I know Brett would certainly want JC to stay. From what I understand, I feel like Tyler would lean toward keeping JC over Sam. But JC has been pissing Tyler off a lot lately. I could see that theoretically changing.
Tyler and Angela would want to keep Sam, wouldn't they?
It's possible. You know, I think that Tyler's plans included JC because JC is just so bad at winning competitions. He feels like right. Sam might win a competition. And for a while, Sam was very unpredictable. She was like talking about being secretly in love with Brett and she was voting ways that he didn't want her to vote. Right. But lately, she's been a lot more in line with him and loyal to him and asking him what to do. So, and meanwhile, JC seems to be veering off from like, you know, what Tyler says. So I could see it happen where Tyler decides, you know what, screw JC. Let's just keep Sam. She's loyal to us. But I could see it go either way.
Andy, from Tyler's perspective, do you think it has been a mistake to keep JC in the game to this point?
I worry that he might be underselling JC's power. I don't know. I mean, I keep thinking that JC is going to get exposed, and I guess he is, but still people want to work with him. And so I could see JC getting so fed up with Tyler and Angela that he pulls Brett in and turns against him. You know, I mean, I think that Tyler, I mean, I guess Tyler recently, I feel like has just been laying in bed with Angela while JC is out mm-hmm. there like working people and making more connections. And I've been kind of disappointed with that in Tyler because I feel like he previously said he didn't want to throw his game away for a showmance. And I mean, I haven't watched him the feeds all that much, but I've been hearing that he's really been spending a ton of time with Angela. And when you do that, you give all of the other people a chance to scurry around and start talking and plan against you, you know? And I mean, and it's so easy to do because everyone knows exactly where you are and that you're not going to walk in on them or anything, you know?
Yeah, because Tyler has just been so much not even considering to have these conversations with the JCs in the house, talking right. about breaking up Angela and Casey. Like, no, 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 we're not doing that. And he said in the episode tonight, he's like, I know what you think that why I don't want to do it, but it's because that I genuinely think it's a bad idea, not because it's a showmance, which I don't really know what the difference is between.
Right.
Whether he genuinely thinks it's a bad idea. And I just think that you need to give a little bit to your ally here.
Right. I agree.
You know, why not tell JC, okay, fine, if you get HOH, put Angela and then, you know, take the shot that JC isn't going to win HOH.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think that Tyler's been a little bit too power hungry and a little bit too... He's felt too safe. I feel like I said, he stopped. I feel like he was kind of playing the JC game where he had like every plate spinning. And I mean, I guess he still does, but he's not monitoring the spinning plates as much as he should be, you know?
Yeah. Like, all the time, my wife will say things to me like, hey, if this happens, then I'm not doing... And I say, oh, okay. But I'm just thinking right. that thing that she's worried about is never going to happen.
Right.
I mean, that's the Pauly Calafiore. That's how he handled Paul. He just said, okay, totally. But then Paul did it. He got in trouble.
So it doesn't work all the time, but sometimes you just tell people what they want to hear.
No, you always tell people. Yeah. I feel like you always tell people what they want to hear, and so you no longer can tell them what they want to hear, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think that the way that he's handling JC is never going to work. He should have learned this lesson from when JC confronted him about Caitlin, and he tried to convince JC, dude, Caitlin is not playing me. I'm playing her. Right. But JC would not believe it. And it's the exact same scenario here. JC does not believe that Tyler is willing to cut Angela. And the trick of it is, Tyler actually does plan on cutting Angela,
right.
But he's not able to convince JC of the truth because he's not going about it in the correct way.
He's spending way too much time with Angela. I mean, like I remember on my season, just going into like the new HOH, Candace was still there, and it's Candace and Gina Marie. I know they both hate each other. I spend about equal amount of times with both of them. And then if one of them wins the HOH, I go to that one and be like, oh, I don't care about the other one. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's still plausible because they're like, oh, you've spent just as much time with me as you spent with the other person, you know?
Yeah.
I really do feel like it's complacency setting in where Tyler was playing so well for so long and now things are going so well. And I mean, Grant, like we're talking about all these mistakes, but they're not going to cost him much. Like it probably not going to cost him. He's still in a spot where he's the most likely person to get to the final two. So these aren't like the biggest mistakes in the world, but I think it's a situation where it's just like he realizes how in control he is. And he's just kind of like, let's just put this on cruise control for a sec so I can hang out with the fitness model. And he's like, I can do both. Right. Like he's getting a little overly ambitious, which makes him complacent in one area. You know, jack of all trades, master of none sort of thing.
Right.
Andy, what have you thought about JC's game so far this season? Because I think that at his best points, I do feel like that you could draw parallels to what you were able to do at Big Brother 15. But I do think that he has let things slip away from him here.
I think that he, like, my thing was that I was always scared. Like, and I think that JC is as well. But I think JC is getting a little bit too cocky in the fact that he's like, oh, I can manipulate whoever I want and blah, blah, blah. And I guess my thing was, I always like in the back of my head thought I could, but then in the front of my head, I was just like, well, what if it all spins off the rails and they figure out what you're doing, you know? And I feel like JC, like when he's in the diary room, he's like, you can tell that he's feeling really cocky. And I feel like when you feel like that, that's when things can happen around you that you lose sight of everything going on around you. Like, I think that the fact that JC keeps going up to the HOH room and being like, what are you doing? Like about that showmance, instead of doing that, he should be walking around talking to everyone else being like, oh, are you seeing this? Like, why don't we, this is a thing. Why don't we get this thing out of here? You know?
Yeah. Would you say he has too many eggs in the Tyler basket?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, Taryn, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like he really does think that Tyler is still his number one. And I guess like, if you're comparing my game to his game, Tyler is to him who Amanda was to me. And I knew, I was like, oh, if Amanda makes it to the end with me, Amanda should beat me. Like she's been the one going out there and making the moves. I've been giving her the information to make the moves, but she's been making the moves. And it's like, that's why you never let that person get to the end because they're making the moves over you and you need to like turn on them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think the difference is that JC sees himself as the Amanda and he sees Tyler as one of his puppets to some degree. He still underestimates Tyler and his abilities in the game. And so, and I think he even recognizes that he's put too many eggs in the Tyler basket, which is why he's so upset about the Tyler Angela connection.
Eggs are high in fat. I put them all in your basket.
And it's like when he's looking around at like, who else can I work with? Obviously not Angela. Casey is way too loyal to Angela. Then he's got Sam, which is a risky proposition. And he's got Haley, who like spills all of the information, is spending all of her time with Angela and Casey. And so he's been focusing a lot of effort on Brett, trying to prep Brett for the shot. But he does have like limited options at this point. And it's, you know, it's what we talked about. He kind of ran out of runway and he's trying to figure out some way to get airborne.
Right.
Andy, do you feel like that another problem in this house is that too many people are waiting around for somebody else to make the move, where people don't want to be seen? Well, I don't want to be the person to make the move. I want this other person to take the shot that I sure. want to take. And we're really getting down to crunch time now.
I mean, you nailed it. I mean, I think that you can toe that line for as long as you possibly can, but I feel like we're getting to the point where you can no longer toe that line. And also, I mean, in JC's case, I feel like a lot of people on juries, they really value comp wins, and they value like being able to actually like make your move via like a win. And I feel like JC doesn't have any yet, and that's not good for his jury resume. You know, I feel like I think there was a couple weeks back. I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I remember like thinking that it was like the perfect week for him to win because he could evict someone and no one would be mad. I feel like maybe it was like Sam. It was like the week maybe that like Bailey or Rockstar were eliminated, where there were clearly two sides and Sam was in the middle. And it's like JC attempt to win, because I feel like at this point he was still like admitting that he was throwing everything. And it's like attempt to win this one, evict Sam, make no one mad, and then you can be like, oh, I have an HOH one under my belt, you know?
Yeah. Taryn, will it be a mistake for Casey this week to not put Brett and JC up on the block? I know that, you know, the chalk nominations we're talking about are going to be Haley and Sam. But if somebody from level six goes out on the double elimination, and by level six, I'm not including Brett with that. If, you know, Casey, Tyler or Angela goes out in the double eviction, will we look back at this week and feel like that was a missed opportunity for Casey to not go after the two bigger threats with her HOH this week?
Yes. And I honestly feel like it might even be in Tyler's best interest as well to take the shot at Brett now. That, you know, Brett has been coming close to winning these competitions, less than a second from winning this competition. Mm-hmm. He has been studying more than anyone, and he is ready and willing to take the shot at Tyler. He's been talking over the past week. He's starting to say, like, hey, guys, you know, Scotty talked about how they were mad at the jury's mad at Angela, but they didn't mention they were mad at Tyler. Even though Brett has a final two with Tyler, I don't think that Brett wants to go to the final two with Tyler. Brett is easily Tyler's biggest threat. If Tyler was able to get Casey to nominate Brett, that would be great for him. Casey would take the heat for that. The problem is, I don't think Casey is willing to do it. She'd have, it's like, cause Casey's
hey man,
so
Brett's level six.
Level six. Yeah, exactly.
Level six doesn't eat our own.
This is a no-go. No-go.
Insubordination, Tyler.
So it's a question of like, I think she's loyal to Tyler first, then level six. So if Tyler told her to betray level six, I think she would fight
Does
back.
And compute.
I don't know how hard Tyler is willing to push. Is it good for Casey? Probably. I think that Casey, you know, instead of taking out Haley here, this could be a move to actually put on her resume as like, I made a big, bold move and I took Brett out of the game. And it wasn't just like doing what Tyler told me to do and having to betray Haley. And it makes her look weak, having to betray somebody that looks like she's on her side. So, you know, I think it is a good move for both Tyler and Casey to make it happen. But like I said, I don't expect it to happen.
Yeah, but Andy, this would not really be uncharted waters. If we go back to the Caitlin HOH week, it could be a similar circumstance where Tyler was able to get Caitlin to make the normal nominations, but the plan all along is like, hey, we're going to have this backdoor target in Swaggy C, who was an ally of Caitlin. I feel that this would be classic Tyler for him to try to engineer something like this.
But do we have classic Tyler still there? You know, I mean, is Tyler just going to couple up with Angela all week?
Yeah, I could do it, but Angela's looking pretty cute.
Right,
so.
I don't know. I don't know if we have that type of there. She
smells like a baby. Andy, let's talk about Scotty, because Scotty was your hand over your heart. I know you're so upset about Scotty, but what a bust, Andy.
Scotty, here's the problem. Scotty just promised so much and delivered so little. I feel like he seemed like he seems like a smart, intuitive, like cool guy. And I just feel like he could not for the life of him ever figure out what was actually going on. Like, I got so frustrated with him. It was maddening watching the Fessy HOH happen, where I was just like, just go upstairs, just literally walk upstairs right now and talk to him. Why are you not like, if I had been in that house and I was in the room where like everyone was like, oh, who voted Heap Rockstar? And I said, I did. And someone else lied and said they did. I would have lost my mind. Like, I would have, even if my biggest ally was HOH, I would have stayed up there and been like, you know that that person's lying, right? And didn't you see three people back them up? Like, all of those four people are all working together. They all turned on me. Like, I'm supposedly the one person that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, they're clearly working together, and he didn't see it, and he just sat there and let it happen. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Taryn, is Scotty the most awkward person in the world?
This is probably pretty close. I mean, I've been kind of hard on Julie and her ex interviews all season. And I think this season's ex interviews combined with the awkwardness of Scotty, just really, this was hard to watch the whole time for me.
I really feel like that Julie just should have been get out. We're not doing this again. Yep. We're getting
it was a really rough exit interview.
It was really one of the worst. We'll do a full breakdown of Scotty with Julie on Summer of Stein tomorrow. I promise you all of that. Scotty also had a crazy speech tonight. Here's what he had to say on his way out the door.
Secondly, I think you guys all know the right move and the smart move, and I hope that you make it. If you don't, then you can suck it. Except for Tyler, because he's already getting a steady diet of that.
Ooh, okay, so
everybody's like, whoa. What is wrong with you?
That was your arm? Well, there
you go. What is he talking about?
Well, I mean, the problem with that was that he mumbled the end of it. I had to rewind it three times to figure out what he said. And so, like, he said it, and then I could see everyone had a reaction to it, and I was like, what did he just say? And then I rewound it, and I was sitting on my couch, and I was like, what did he say? And then I rewound it again, and I literally walked up to my TV and, like, put my head to the TV, and I was like, oh, okay, I got it. Okay, because he's already getting a steady diet of that, is what he said. Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people in the audience didn't understand it.
Yeah, not good, Scotty. Not good. And then Taryn, they asked him about okay, well, what do you think of Tyler? And then it's like he couldn't make up his mind. And then everything's like, I meant to do that. I knew everything. Nothing surprised me. I knew it all.
he was just like, no, Tyler's a coward because he just went without the house wanted. And then like they explain like, no, Tyler was in control of it. And he's like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I knew that. I knew everything.
What?
Yeah. There was also this moment from his interview.
I had a feeling they were going to get rid of me, though.
Why?
Because they're not very good liars.
Studio audience.
Great laugh there.
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you, Scotty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
poor Scotty.
Yeah, the whole the joke all season is Scotty doesn't know. I mean, he was blindsided tonight, right, Taryn?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Oh no, he knew it. He knew it.
No. Yeah,
can't
you're
get
right.
One over on Scotty, he knows everything.
He knows it all, and he's not going to share that information either.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of these goodbye messages because Tyler went into detail about what he was thinking. Julie prodded him like, okay, well. I guess we heard from Tyler tonight. Are you going to go back and share that information with the jury? Seems like he wants you to do that. Like, no, nope, I'm not going to tell them that.
As if. Like, of course Scotty's going to tell them. Scotty can't keep his mouth shut about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, what do you make of all of this? First off, Julie pressing Scotty if he will deliver this payload back to the jury house.
I mean, I just think that Scotty was so confused that I don't even know if Scotty's going to probably relay information that's not even right. So who knows what Scotty's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very surprised with the goodbye messages. I don't understand why level six aren't outing themselves. I feel like they should be doing that. That's something that would impress the jury, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's such like a classy way to go about it. It is not, I don't understand why people think this is rocket science. Just literally be like, hello, I was in an alliance that you did not know about. I orchestrated your eviction. You thought I was your friend. I am your friend. We're playing a game. I'm sorry that I did that to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why is it that hard for people to figure out? Like, so I feel like they should be doing that and they're not. I don't understand why they're not.
Yeah. JC left another bizarre message for Scotty this week. This was what JC was saying to Scotty in his message.
I really like you as a friend, and we click a lot here in the house. But now for my game, I don't think you're that good. I'm voting you out because we do every single week what the HOH wants. And that's what I'm doing this time too.
Yeah. He was better off last time when he said, Scotty, I will miss pinching right. your nipples. that was better. So his your game for me is not that good. And also, I'm just doing what the HOH told me to do.
Yeah. I'm doing what the HOH told me to do is a terrible thing to say in a goodbye message. It makes it's like, oh, I'm spineless. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, Taryn, I thought Brett did a better job. I mean, I think he aced the first Scotty goodbye message, where he's like, hey, Scotty, too hottie. But then even the second time around, he basically did like the how I went with the house, but I didn't want to. Right. I still think he did a better job with the Scotty goodbye.
I mean, no, I think that is a much smarter thing to say, to be like, hey, we just didn't have the numbers. I did everything I could to save you. I'm so sorry. You know, that's a much better thing to say than I went with the house just because, you know?
Yeah. Taryn, anything else stand out to you about the goodbye messages tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to point out again, I feel like the tell your friends part from Tyler's goodbye message, not the greatest. Mm-hmm. You know, is Scotty probably going to cool down and not care that much? Likely, but it leaves the door open here for Scotty to be like, that was kind of arrogant. He's probably better off if Scotty doesn't say that part of the goodbye message. And look, the thing I said that Scotty that Tyler should tell Scotty in his goodbye message, and I don't understand why he didn't, is that Scotty is a super fan, and if Tyler had in his goodbye message been like, hey man, I know I was telling you I didn't know anything, but actually I did know. I'm sorry that I couldn't tell you, but I'm actually a super fan of this game.
It's been a big fan. I watch Big Brother Canada 6. I didn't listen to podcasts though, so.
Yes, but like this is my dream, and even though I really like you as a person, I had to get you out. You were too big a threat. I have deals with every other person in this house, right. And so it had to be you.
Yeah, that would have been a great thing to say.
Much better than, hey bro, I had the Power app, tell your friends. Come on.
Yeah.
Did Tyler also say that Scotty had the best social game in the house, Taryn?
Yeah.
It's
a little bit. Yeah. I guess Scotty was right about something.
I had a feeling they were going to get rid of me, though.
Why?
Because they're not very good liars.
Every season, I feel like the house gets good in their head that one of them is like a crazy mastermind that just could not be less of a crazy mastermind. And I think that season it was Scotty. Last season it was Alex. Like, they kept being like, you are so brilliant at this game. And I was like, she literally went into the diary room once and voted the wrong way on accident. Like, she sucks. Like, she doesn't know what she's doing. And it's like frustrating to hear that when everyone's just like, oh, well, you were killing it. No, you weren't. You weren't at all.
Yeah. We also had tonight interview with Derek, which I was actually surprised to see that. And Taryn, now, wasn't it reported about how that they filmed a segment with Caitlin? And I thought that we were going to see that on. I mean, we're not going to see it in the double eviction episode, right?
You can show the Caitlin one whenever. You know, if you've got Derek there, you've only got him one time.
I mean, but it seemed like that maybe the Caitlin segment didn't work out. Andy, what's going on with our friend Caitlin? Why didn't we see what they shot with her?
I mean, I feel like everyone knows how I feel about Derek, and everyone knows how I feel about Caitlin, and I would much rather have seen a Caitlin segment. And yeah. So this was just, I mean, and also we just got a Derek segment where he just said a bunch of nothing. And so it was
a long interview with Derek about the game to come in, right. and break it down. Julie had asked Derek at one point. She's like, all right, Derek, tell me, who is sitting pretty was the question. and Derek went on to mention every single person in the house and why they could win except for Sam. I mean, he was a real fancy fencerton, Taryn.
It was a perfect Derek answer, which was like, make a call, Derek. Who do you think is going to win? And
Julie, well, let me tell you. All right.
Well, so let me tell you.
You didn't even scratch the surface. You got Tyler. He's been playing the game really hard. He's got a lot of deals with people. But you got JC. You got to watch out for him. He's shifting. He could be anywhere. You don't even know.
I didn't even know that he said every single person, because I legitimately just zoned out. I was like texting during the Derek segment.
And Scotty, he just came back. He's got a lot of momentum right now. You got Haley. She's in the house. She had Fessy there, but now Fessy is gone. You got to watch out for her. What's she going to do? Oh, wait, how about Angela? What's wrong with Angela? I don't know. Maybe nothing. She could win. What about KC? She won the veto. She won the hacker competition. She could win an HOH. Who knows?
Sorry, I was texting again. I lost what you were saying. Yeah.
If you didn't watch the Big Brother 16 live feeds, this is how Derek won the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got Brett. He's right there. He's playing level truly, six. Like, don't sleep on
it. This makes me sound like just like a bitter Betty, but like I think that I would have sussed him out so quickly. Like I would have just been like, this guy won't give anyone a straight answer. Like he's literally just towing the line. I would have been so on to him. And it's like frustrating that I didn't play with him. I would have actually loved to.
But he's not playing the game. He could give us a straight answer.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Derek is always playing the game.
he's always playing the game. So, I don't know. I thought that, I did like what he said, Taryn, about how it's not the... it's how you make the person feel as opposed to what they say.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Who is there? Anybody from this season that we haven't had a chance to talk about? What about Haley, Andy? Do you have any feelings about where she stands?
I mean, I love Haley. I feel like she's maybe like the most like persevering, like lovable underdog. I mean, I don't really watch the feeds, but here she can be annoying on the feeds. But I love her on the show, and like she's frustrating to watch as well because I feel like. You'll watch her and she'll go into the diary room and she'll be like, oh, I know that Tyler and Casey and Angela and Brett are working together. And then she'll like go to Tyler and just completely counteract everything that she says that she knows and like say all the wrong things when she's like out actually like in the diary room, I feel like she gets it. And then she goes back into the house and she says all of the absolute wrong things to the wrong people at the wrong times. And it doesn't make, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand how she can be so hot and cold all the time.
I think the incongruity that you're sensing is because she sort of represents the opposition, and so I think the you know editors of the show really want to portray her in a better light. Right. She throws out a lot of theories, and when she's in the diary room, it's very easy to make her sound smart.
Right.
But then, like, her actual gameplay in the house, unfortunately, doesn't really live up to that standard. Right. I don't really mind that much at this point that they're, like, really trying to prop her up on the show just because, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I think that's where that sort of, like it seems like she's one way here, but then not here. Right. I think it's unfortunate because
I mean, as I was saying earlier with Scotty, I feel like it was especially frustrating to watch her during Fessy's HOH week, like, if I were her and I were in a showmance with Fessy and my showmance was like, oh, I'm going to put up our only other ally. I would have said to him, I would have been like, if you do that, I am no longer with you. I will no longer hang out with you. You are my enemy. If I win HOH next week, I am putting you up. Like I would have seriously done that. And I would have like, before nominations, I would have been like, if you think I'm kidding, like you are mistaken. You know, I would have really, really put my foot down and just dragged it as hard as I possibly could. And it was crazy to me that she did not.
Well, because that's the thing. That was like the first instance where we were like, wow, they really tried to portray her in a good light. She was like one of the main causes that Scotty went up in the first place. She was fully on board. She talked Fessy into it and convinced him not only should he put Scotty up on the block, he shouldn't even wait for the back door. He should put him up right away.
Right.
And then in the diary room, she was like, no, I'm against this plan. It's like, wait, what?
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Okay, let's start to bring in some questions that we have for Andy from the listeners, hashtag RHAP. Let's take this question. This is from Ellen Anonymous. Does Scotty's perception of Tyler as a coward hint towards people in the house thinking of him as a final two goat? Andy, you know, we've talked about this idea about how that Tyler could end up lucking into the win where he's seen as sort of this goat in the end, who then the jury is bitter and then ultimately ends up backing into the win. Do you think that this will reinforce that perception that that Scotty thinks Tyler is a coward?
I don't know. I mean, I think his goodbye message tonight being so cocky was probably bad for his game. You know, if he keeps that up, I think that he could really alienate the jury. I think that if he were sitting next to Kate, I think if he's next to Angela, he's going to win. But like if he's next to Casey, I think Casey would beat him.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that Tyler would lose to Casey in the final two. I don't even know if it would be close, Taryn.
No.
I mean, I think it could be close. I think that Tyler would probably get the four votes from the rest of the jury. He might not have the five Faute votes. But even then, I think Casey can beat Tyler, but I also think Tyler can beat Casey. I think that Tyler's social game up until the last couple of weeks was as good, if not better, than Casey's in terms of winning jury votes. It's just that recently he's been a little bit lackluster because he's been focusing too much energy on Angela. And that has made Casey look a little bit better, because I think Casey has like the second best social game in the house. But then, you know, she hasn't exactly had the best interactions with the jury either. She got into a big you know, argument with Rockstar. She got into a big argument with Bailey before Bailey left. So I don't think it's like clear cut that Casey would definitely beat Tyler, but I don't think, I think more importantly, it's definitely not clear cut that Tyler would definitely beat Casey. I think it could go either way.
Okay. This is a question from Kieran. If Tyler loses the season, will it be because of lack of jury management or just the jury taking things personally, Andy? So we're sitting here in 20 days. And so what if Tyler did not win the game? What do you think that the cause of that will be?
I mean, I think lack of jury management and jury taking things personally is the same thing. It's like, if you make the jury feel upset, and if, like, and Derek, I mean, Derek was right when he said it's about how you make people feel. If you make the jury feel upset and feel bitter, then you don't have great jury management. I think it's the same thing. And I think that there's a very fine line between playing like brilliantly and playing poorly, because you need to take into account, like, these people are not pieces on a chessboard. They're people with feelings. And you need to really realize that. And I feel like if you make them feel shitty, then, and they don't want to vote for you to win, then you shouldn't. Then you shouldn't win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take this question from Rockstar's daughter's birthday. Will we get the Andy montage where everyone in the house says they feel safe now that KC has won HOH?
I mean, I don't think Haley will say that. I don't think Sam will say that. But. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think JC would say that. I think, yeah. You know, at best, she'd have Tyler, Angela, and Brett.
Right.
Okay. Interesting question from Katie. What do you think will be on the Sunday night show since the HOH comp ended tonight? Taryn, you usually have a pretty good sense of these things. Sunday night, what are we going to see?
Maybe that's when we'll see the Caitlyn package.
Caitlyn segment, yeah.
Yeah.
But if Julie is not setting that up, I don't know how that ends up in the show.
It's true.
It's not like the, if the house guests were, you know, going to, maybe, now if we don't have a competition, I feel like that it's, could we have some sort of a luxury competition? A new CBS show is coming and you'll have the opportunity for somebody to be able to screen, God Friended Me or Murphy Brown.
Maybe
that could be maybe Andy.
Maybe they finally took my advice and they felt like we don't need an extra filler segment on Sunday. I doubt it.
We'll see. All right.
People are mentioning messages from home.
Messages from home. Maybe that's where the Caitlyn message is going to come from. All right. Question for Andy. What do you make of JC's game so far? We touched on your thoughts on JC. Can JC win, Andy?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if he makes it to the end and like explains why he's played well, yeah, I don't see why he couldn't. I don't think there's a world in which he doesn't.
Okay. Can you give us that scenario?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if he works with Brett and if he's able to figure out how to get the other level sixers out, like, I mean, I could see if like JC's up against Brett or JC's up against Sam, maybe like JC could beat either of them.
JC.
Or Angela.
Yeah. Taryn, what's your win equity right now for JC?
It's not particularly high. He kind of has a tough road to the end. And then I do think he'll have trouble with the jury. He's, we spent a bunch of time criticizing like Tyler's goodbye message, but like obviously, JC's have been way worse, in terms of he's not owning anything. He's not winning any competitions. He's been a bit problematic in the house, which hasn't won him many fans. He doesn't have any like really close personal relationships either. Like nobody feels like JC was a great friend to me. Even Fessy like threw JC under the bus the second he got out of the house. So I think that JC kind of has to bank on either taking Sam and being like like looking impressive next to Sam, or he has to bank on the jury just really being bitter and wanting to like say, screw the season. We want to vote for the least impressive winner and Tyler is too impressive. So we're going to give it to JC, or we hate Brett so much that we're going to give it to JC. I unfortunately am not sure that he's capable of winning like kind of like on his own merit in that sense. Because if he did that, he'd have to either outperform in the competitions and take Sam, or out like talk Tyler and or Brett in the final two, which is hard to see either of those things happening.
Okay. Andy, this is from Celeste. Can't listen live, but I hope Andy Heron rants about JC's weekly door wave on RHAP tonight. Pretty please. Andy, does that get you worked up when JC holds the door open and dances?
Yeah, I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. I don't even know why it makes me so mad. I mean, they must have changed the rules because we were told, like, you may not look out the door. You may not, like, we were specifically told that. And just like the fact that people are recognizing that he's doing it, like literally how Scotty and Brett have talked about it and stuff. I truly think if I were in the house and like I were bitter at all towards like my vote out, I would stand in the hallway and be like, I will not open the second door until you close this one. And if the roosters were like, come outside, I would be like, I will come outside as soon as this first door is closed. So I would be such a bitch about it because it drives me so crazy. But
Karen, does it bother you?
I mean, it's annoying. I just like the shout outs. Like, I just kind of like, all right, whatever.
They also tell us no shout outs. I don't understand. Literally, while you are sitting there, Rich Meehan comes on the speakers and he's like, no singing, no swearing, no shout outs. And like, everyone always does shout outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I wanted to say, like, I remember on one of the episodes where I was like, I'm the one where I was up for prediction, it was like a friend's birthday. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to obey the rules. Like they said, no shout outs. So I'm not going to wish my friend a happy birthday because I'm going to listen to what they told me. So.
Yeah. Andy, why can't they put a curtain between those two doors? So then they open the door.
I mean, I weirdly think that they kind of want, like, I think they weirdly want the house guests to see that. Like I said, with us, they were very strict about it. And it seems like they are not doing that this season. So
I think like maybe because it does, I guess like it does kind of add an element where like Julie often seems so disconnected from the players to see that they are right there. It kind of is like, whoa, like they're right behind that wall, which I guess is something. And maybe they like that effect, but maybe I'm just giving it too much credit. And they don't even think about it.
Yeah. Andy, what was the first season that they had that set up? They had that for Big Brother 15. When did they...
that stage?
Yeah.
Our season was the first one.
Okay, yeah. Let's take a question from Felipe, who says, was this just me or was it pretty obvious that to everyone that KC was going to win that competition as soon as they revealed what it was? Also, our long comps thing of a past seems like they're all rather short lately, even the endurance comps. Well, I mean, you got a pretty decent length endurance competition at the very last HOH, but what about the HOH tonight? Andy, when you saw them bring it out, did you feel like, KC's got this?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, I 100% was like, oh, Casey's going to win. Yeah, and I think a lot of the comps recently have been kind of designated towards like a Casey or a Fessy's type skills, who's someone who like is coordinated and plays sports, and you know, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Taryn, I felt like that this was in some ways similar to the veto that Casey just won, where it involved like balancing and, you know, I mean, even Casey did very well in the previous, roll the ball competition that Angela won the HOH as well.
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted out when the competition started. I felt like Casey was the favorite. That said, I was like, it's theoretically anyone's game because there's so much variance that goes into it. And it's such a quick thing. But I did feel like Casey had the edge, and obviously she did. And other people came close to beating her, but I feel like this definitely was in her wheelhouse. I feel like this is probably one of the last competitions to be in her wheelhouse, though. I think that we're going to transition to the more mental competitions pretty soon.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, let's get to Stephanie has a question. Is Julie listening to the LFC, bringing up everything from the roundtable? I've heard this all before. Well, Taryn, it is a well-known fact. Julie is a big listener of the LFC roundtable.
Oh yeah. She, you know, look, they listen to everything that, again, they heard me talking about Sunday episodes and how they don't need filler segments. And so now, we're not getting a filler segment on Sunday.
I think totally she retweeted, Brent, the other night as well. So, Julie, very closely following everything that the LC is doing.
Is that real?
Oh yeah. Very real. Ian also wants to know, how did Andy arrive at $20 for his book cameo fee? Did he think that 21 was too much to ask? Yeah, Andy, so tell us about this. Of course, Eric and I like to follow this stuff very closely on the Summer of Stein. So you are new to book cameo. Just $20 to get a message from Andy Heron? That seems like a steal.
I mean, I didn't understand how the app worked until a couple of days ago, like when I got a request. Like, I got the app and I just didn't think about it again. And then I got like an alert that it was like, oh, someone has requested a message from you. And I was just like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that the app just said it to that. Like, I didn't know that that was my fee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, maybe I'll try to put it out there a little bit. I've done nothing with it yet. I recorded one message for one fan. Cause it was easy. The office is literally in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went downtown like a couple Tuesdays ago. And then, like I said, we like met and they put me on it. And then I just like forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually think it would be fun. I mean, I think it would be fun to play around, but I would much rather do like weird things than opposed to like, happy birthday, so-and-so. Like, I want someone to like have me wish their parakeet a like happy
parakeet. My bird, what is good?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I would actually really love to give life advice because I have so much to say, just like Pauly Calafiore does.
Feed the positive.
And the parakeet.
Yeah.
Both.
Feed the parakeet.
I love that Pauly Calafiore's online presence is all about like feeding the positive and like not bullying. And then all that he does is tell people that he's going to beat them up all the time.
Stay crushing it.
That's getting rid of the negative.
Crushing the negative.
Just
punching out the negative is, yes, it's just very, very entertaining for me to watch.
Okay. All right. This is one from Sin Lu Hu. Scotty told Julie he's not going to tell the jury about Tyler's goodbye message, how Tyler had the app and didn't use it. Why wouldn't he tell the jury? Is this just a FU to Tyler, Taryn?
I think it's just like the way that, like, you know, Scotty just got evicted. He's kind of blaming Tyler. Tyler says, hey, tell your friends about this. Julia's like, are you going to listen to what Tyler told you to do? And like, there's no way Scotty ever says anything other than no to this question. You know, like, he's not going to go, yeah, I'm going to do what Tyler tells me. Like, no, he's going to no.
Yeah. Skylar's getting back together. Okay. Craig is asking, how much do you think Tyler's multiple final two deals will harm him if he makes the final two? Andy, do you think that will be an issue for Tyler?
I mean, if he handles it right, no. I mean, I truly had a final two deal with pretty much everyone in my season as well. And then at the end, I was like, well, yeah, I had a fake deal with all of you. I had a real one with Gina Marie and I kept it. I didn't have a real one with Gina Marie either. I would have gotten rid of her if I needed to. But it's just like, say what you want the jury to hear, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a question from Annie. Hi, Rob, Andy, and Taryn. At this point, is a cameo from Big Brother 16 winner Derek Levasseur code for, we've run out of filler segments for the show. First, he shows up for the very slim BB19 clip show. Now this, or was he on retainer to investigate Scotty's murder of his own game?
I think the latter for sure. I think he's definitely investigating that murder.
What happened to Scotty? Let's talk about, let's investigate.
This one really touches me on a personal level because I can relate to his position. Not like I went through it, but I put people through it a lot. So I can really understand.
Let's talk about who's responsible for the murder of Scotty's game. Was it Tyler? He's a guy who thought he had a friendship with Scotty. Was it Angela? She's another person that's in the Big Brother house, maybe responsible for the death of Scotty's game. Was it Brett? He was another friend.
Sorry, I'm texting again.
Coming up, we'll talk about the super secret operation that that spelled doom for Scotty and his best friend status.
Okay. Elise was clearly Tyler is playing a great game, but this goodbye message was a good luck. Wouldn't it be best to tell the jury that he is a super fan and about level six? Yes, that right, just like Taryn said, right on point.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. All right. Let's see. Jen Manning. Wow. What a stark difference between Derek's interview with Julie and Scotty's incoherent breakdown. Also, can someone please tell me if he really said what I think he did on live TV? Yeah. Scotty probably will not be getting his own show after Big Brother 20, Taryn.
So about the, blowing.
Oh, okay.
Sucking.
Hey.
Oh.
What? You can't say that? Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Mark wants to know, has Casey ever let her hair down on the feed? Yes, she has. It's beautiful.
This looks like Pocahontas.
Yeah, it looks great.
Unless, or is this a figuratively, has she let her hair down on the feeds, Taryn?
I guess not. You might say no to that.
Yes. Okay. The South Jersey Pete wants to know, is JC the most guaranteed second evictee on the double eviction in BB history? Andy, you are the master of the double eviction. Will JC be the person who goes out in the second part of the...
I say yes, just because JC kind of reminds me a lot of Judd. Whereas, like, we all were just like, if we let Judd have an entire week on the block, he's going to, like, get paranoid. He's going to, like, pull at our heartstrings. We didn't want to give him that chance. And I feel like that's how I would feel about JC. If I were in the house, I would want to take out JC in the double for sure.
Okay.
I will say I would put money on Tyler trying to take the shot at Brett during the double eviction. Okay. I think that he will see that as the perfect opportunity. If he's able to get Haley out this week, if he wins HOH, I think he'd take the shot. If Angela won, I think it would be the perfect time to take the shot at Brett because you just get him out right away. He can't out much. He can't do too much damage to your game on his way out. He's a huge competitor. Just rip off the Band-Aid and then move forward. I would bet money that would be Tyler's plan, hopeful plan.
Yeah, one of those two guys, either Brett or JC, where I think that Brett is the most capable of doing damage, but JC will be so super salty if he ever goes up on the block. There's never going to be a good time to get him. And so if you could take him out in the double eviction, I think that could minimize the potential damage. That I don't know how many people would listen to him, but he will be such a pain in the neck to deal with that week that he's on the block.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob's podcast. American Ninja Warrior 10 National Finals Part 2, Taryn.
Yes. One more episode left, the season finale. So make sure you tune in. Just watch these final three episodes, the final national finals. It's all good, fun stuff. Check it out. We have a lot of fun.
Right. Are You the One, season 7, week 4. Andy, did you watch Are You the One?
No, I watched the challenge, not Are You the One.
Okay. Are you enjoying the challenge with your Big Brother alumni?
I am liking the challenge. I mean, the Big Brother alumni and the challenge, I think I liked Yvonne a lot better on Big Brother. I think, like, I don't like watching her, like, screaming all the time and, like, fighting with everyone. I think Jose is entertainingly the worst competitor I've ever seen on reality TV. I like Natalie. I can't stand Polly, but, like, whatever. The season of the challenge has been interesting because it's been fun, but I have a new roommate and I got him into it and he's been watching it. And after like the fourth or fifth episode, he was like, does this show last for a year? Like he was like, why has like two teams gone home? It's been 5 episodes. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I hate that they'll do that. And then they'll have an episode where they'll eliminate 9 people in one episode. And I'm like, but via like a foot race. And I'm just like, well, that sucks. Like, I don't like that.
All right. Bachelor in Paradise is back as well with Amy and Haley on our wrap up feed. Check out the episode number 5 recap. Oh, and the David versus Goliath kickoff special. I sat down with Mike Bloom, Goliath and Bloom, and we talked about everything we learned from the big cast release on a Wednesday. So be sure to check that out up on robhiswebsite.com. Plus, first one out as well with Josh Wiggler. If you haven't missed that, that is a must listen to appointment listening as well. Of course, Taryn worked very hard on that with Josh. And of course, the Friday morning update. What will KC do? Taryn will tell you at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific with Puya.
Yes, and I need to know if Scott chose this picture randomly or if he is truly a prophet here.
Scott went to the well for that one.
It was random earlier in the season, but yes, it's been a little bit more, you know, projected now. So.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that tomorrow morning. I'll be there. And then on Sunday, Taryn will have your recap of the Sunday night show that I will be taking my kids to Legoland.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So as Casey would say, Lego.
I wish that's what she said.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go.
All right. Everything is awesome. KC is your HOA. All right. If you're interested in more nonsense, want to become a part of the Rob's Podcast patron community, check out robiswebsite.com/patron to see everything we have going on here at Rob's Podcast. We've got a Facebook Friday coming up as well with tons of content, but just for the patrons exclusively, robiswebsite.com/patron. All right. Andy Herron, what a pleasure to have you back here on the show.
As always, yeah.
Yes. Anything, dog walking, book cameo, what else?
Nothing, just living my life in Chicago. Yeah, you know.
Living life.
So what's the last good movie you saw?
The last good, Searching. Searching is so good.
You're upset. Did not make enough money at the box office.
John Cho, Deborah Messing, it should have made a lot more money. It's very good. I'm going to see Peppermint tomorrow, which I hear is very bad, but I like Jennifer Garner a lot, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Of course, follow Taryn as well on social media at Armstrong Taryn. Taryn, anything else you want to say?
Not just fine. Check me out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong.
Okay. All right. Scott St. Pierre, thanks so much for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.